Hello, welcome to episode 2 of Malkier Talks. I am your host Rob, and I will be joined tonight by nobody, because it is just me, but that's fine. Today, as the title does suggest, we are talking all about the code name chaos that has ensued pretty much ever since Steve hit the scene. Now, Steve obviously is an unconfirmed casting, but we've still got some that have been cast that we're not sure about. Dana, for example. So, Dana. Dana. D-A-N-A. However you want to say that. Has been cast as Dana, not Dina. And certainly not any other name that we've, you know, we don't have a Dana in the Wheel of Time currently. And we're going to talk a little bit about those two. Plus, we're going to throw Darrow McCormick in there because he is confirmed to be in the Wheel of Time, but we don't have his character name yet. So, we'll dive on in. That is what we're going to talk about today. My little crackpot theory about what the three of these people may or may not be. To be very clear, this is not me saying this is what they will be. This is a fun theory. If you want to take it seriously, that's your prerogative. If you want to think I'm stark raven mad, that's fine too. I'm okay with that. This channel is meant to be about fun theories, fun ideas, where I just have a little bit of a giggle what's going on. And, you know, hopefully you have a bit of a giggle with me. That's it. So, we will crack straight into things. I'm going to start with Steve. Now, obviously, Steve caused a lot of controversy on, I believe on Facebook, they got a little bit negative about it all. But in the Twitter experience, Twitter time just kind of exploded, or the Steve of time, I believe it was at one point. And everybody was Steve this, Steve that. I mean, the Dusty Wheel even did a live show, very impromptu, all about Steve. And it was hilarious. It was very entertaining. I think some people are actually expecting a second wave of Steve to come through. So some people are like, shall I change my name away from Steve? Dusty Wheel is even doing a mug, which is the Dusty Steve show, is it? Or the Steve, I don't know. There's something to do with Steve in the Dusty Wheel. They're redoing their mugs, which I was very happy to get a week before last. If you haven't seen my Twitter account, I was a little excited to have received one of those mugs. But anyway, getting back to Steve. Obviously caused the excitement. Steve is being, this was leaked. This is not a confirmed casting, by the way. So if you're thinking, Steve, oh my God, this is the first I'm hearing of this. A, how have you been hiding under a rock? Have you only just got your Twitter account, or you don't do Twitter, Facebook, perhaps you just do podcasts? There's very, very much potential for that, I imagine. But yes, Steve is not a Wheel of Time name, but it's not a confirmed casting. Steve is merely a the name that was used on Redanian Intelligence for when they leaked some of the castings that were done. They used the name Steve. This is also where Dana come in, although they made the presumption that it was just merely spelling error. Wow, I need to put my teeth back in. I do apologize. Let's hope the rest of the podcast doesn't go this badly. But they figured it was a spelling mistake for Dina. Obviously, Tom's little love interest, if you're not familiar with that. So let's crack through a little bit of Phil Snowden first, and then we'll move on to the other characters. So he's done a few parts here and there. He's got a little bit of a musical background going on, singing, dancing, you know, things of that nature. And I was watching What Up. John, if you haven't seen What Up, it's a great channel. All the good news on there. Very enthusiastic man, and loves to share content with everybody. So do go check out What Up if you've not seen it before on YouTube. But, you know, Phil, we'll call him. Let's go for his real name. Phil is an actor, a singer. He's a dancer. He's a musician. So John's main theory, and I don't think we can sway him from this, is that Phil is coming in to play Steve, a bard or a gleeman, as a potential sort of love rival for the whole Dina Tom situation, to give that a little more credence. I like that idea. It's, you know, it's interesting. The acting background certainly lends itself to that idea, but it's not mad enough for me, so we're just going to run through some other things. Other suggested ideas people have put out there. It might be Lewis Telamon, Could be Ishmael, could be, Bael Doman. I quite like that one when I first saw Steve. I was like, oh, Bael Doman, I think that could be a good part there. But yeah, those are the sort of the things going on there for Steve, the suggestions we've had. And there are a few others out there that potentially things he could play. But I think the overriding one is definitely someone not major, someone not a, huge character, because, his acting past just doesn't lend it to that. And at the end of the day, most characters have been cast using code names. Perrin, Matt, Rand, they're all given weird, well, not weird, but, names that didn't fit in Wheel of Time, but began with the same letter. So something beginning with an S is probably most likely. But this is fun theories, and we don't go for most likely here. We go for what's a bit more entertaining. And who knows, maybe I'll get one right one day. But that's Phil, that's Steve. We'll leave that there for a moment. And we're going to hop over to Darryl McCormack. Now, Darryl McCormack was cast last year. Again, John from What Up did a little video on this when he was first put out there. He hasn't got his character announced yet, but John was very adamant. And, I can understand why. But very adamant that he's going to play Aram, however you like to pronounce that. Now, a few things people are suddenly upset about. Oh my God, he's cast for three episodes. Like, the Tinkers aren't in three episodes. That's not right. But they could be expanding this. Aram does play a big part later on. I should probably put the spoiler warning in. By the way, if you are listening this far and have not realized yet that I do spoilers, this podcast is pretty much always spoilerific. Please assume it always contains spoilers unless I specifically say it doesn't. I am going to give spoilers. You have been warned. If you wish to continue listening and you have not read the entire Wheel of Time series, you may be in for a shock. If you don't care, please listen. If you feel dangerous, please listen. If you have not finished and you don't want spoilers, I do recommend you go read the series and then please come back, tell me what you thought about it, and then listen to my theories. By then, some of them, or most of them, or all of them, will have been very much probably proved false, but it's entertaining nonetheless. So, Aram plays a big part later on, as I just said. Obviously, there's a section basically where he tries to kill Perrin. Not cool, but he's been brainwashed, so a little bit understandable. Anyway, Darryl McCormack is very active on Twitter, so do give it a go. But the active things he seems to do only seem to be in response to Tinker-related tweets. John has tweeted him a couple times about other things. No response. Tweeted something slightly Tinker-related, gets a response. So there's heavy indicators there that he is going to be a Tinker, and obviously Aram is a Tinker originally. There is also the tweet that Darryl put out saying, "I live my best Tinker life," and he had a little image of a man and a sword next to it. So again, heavy indicators that's Aram. I haven't heard any other theories about who he might be playing. Obviously, there were some naysayers about three episodes, but if you're going to bring the Tinkers out a little bit more and perhaps have a bigger focus on Aram to start with, because of how he comes in later in the books, it kind of makes sense that there'd be three episodes there. Especially if you're going to start fitting in some chaos in the Wheel of Time, in the Two Rivers, and the Tinkers obviously were around a little bit there slightly later on in the early parts of the books. So that's a weird sentence there. Later on in the early part of the books, you can tell I'm not a professional podcaster, but that would kind of make sense. But we're going to leave Darryl there for the moment, and we are going to talk about our third character today that we're chatting about. So, Izuka Hoyle, I think I'm saying that correctly. She has been cast. It was officially announced last Wednesday on the Wheel of Time reread on Twitter that she is playing Dana, D-A-N-A, not Dina. So, Redanian Intelligence had not got the name wrong. It was not a spelling error. She has been cast as Dana. Now, who could Dana be? Obviously, there is the standard could just be Dana. They decided to rename it. Not that big of a change. Seems a little weird to make a change for a single letter, but it's very possible. Izuka has a musical background. So for those of you who have had the opportunity to see Six the Musical, if you're UK-based, it's done a few tours around here, and I believe before the world kind of shut its doors for a while, it was going to be heading abroad. Wonderful show. I've seen it twice. Highly recommend it. A little bit of a side plug there. Don't know why I did that, but never mind. But she's wonderful in it. Great singing voice. Decent acting. So I think playing Dina, yeah, that's a reasonable fit for a sane podcast theory show. But that's not us. Other things that people have said she might be, Celine, Lanthier. Obviously, Lanthier changes her appearance slightly to be Celine, so that's very possible. Yun Swan Sanche, possibly even Min. So there's been a few suggestions out there. And that's kind of the three characters there. If you're interested in getting involved, the Dusty Wheel did a little bit of a piece on this, and they are currently running a Twitter poll. So at my time of recording, I believe they are in the semi-finals? Yes, the semi-finals. The four suggestions which have made it to the semi-finals is Min, Else Grinwell, a random Tinker to match up Aram, or Dina herself. Now, I like some of these ideas, some of them I don't. Now, Dina, she fits four, that's fine, but I don't like it too much because why would you just put Dana instead of Dina? Why would you change the E to an A and that's it? That seems like an unnecessary change to make. That just seems like a disservice to the fandom. And be like, oh, we're going to give you this character and we're just going to change the name by a letter because, you know, why not? That seems fine. That seems a little bit of a disservice. As a random Tinker, why not? This one actually plays fairly well for me. She's got a musical background. She can sing. She can dance. So that fits quite in. That fits in quite well when Perrin and Egwene meet the Tinkers as they're traveling on after Shadow Logoth. It fits well for me. Else Grinwell, this one I'm really not buying because Dana was released as a casting confirmation at the same time as the Grinwell parents were released. So why would you rename Else Grinwell to Dana, release that confirmation at the same time as her parents, and not put her surname down? So that one doesn't really work for me either. And the fourth option they've got going there is Min. That one plays, that one's reasonable. She's got kind of a boyish look, I suppose you could say. I mean, she's a very, very stunning woman. But Min is kind of, sort of slightly short hair, and Azuka has, short curly hair going on. So, those things could play in. If you're interested, and the polls are still going on, probably by the time I release this, they might be on the final poll. So who knows, it might be. Hopefully you've gotten involved. If not, follow the Dusty Wheel and Bar Side Chats on Twitter. They always have great stuff going on. And obviously watch the shows on Wednesday nights, occasional Sundays or Saturdays, if you get the opportunity. So there's kind of an overview of how the actors are, who they are, what they've done a little bit where I can. Some people I've not bothered, I haven't gone into too much detail on Daryl. He's been out there for a long while. Hopefully you've heard of his casting or his confirmation as an actor in the show. Just a few little sort of tidbits about them and suggestions about who they might be. That's not why you've come to Malkit Talks. Hopefully you've come because you want to hear my theory. Now, I am going to share the obligation of... obligation is the wrong word. I'm going to share the blame if you don't like this, the credit if it's wonderful, and the bragging rights if it's correct, with a user on Twitter, Matt Bloody Corfin. It's at Lord Matt Corfin, all one word, no worries about spaces or underscores or anything like that. So he put up a picture on Twitter of Daryl and Azuka. Just two of them side by side, and I believe if I quote the tweet, which I have not written down, so I'd need to find, but basically it's like, I'm just going to put this up and leave that there. He said nothing else whatsoever, and in fact, I'm not even sure if Azuka, who's not on Twitter to my knowledge, oh dear, there's my phone going off. Perhaps I should have put that on non-notification. I do apologise about that. But let me see if I can find the tweet. Give me one moment. Okay, so I have found the tweet. For those of you interested, he tweeted on the 9th of July. If you want to tweak back onto his Twitter account, sweep back and find it there. What he's put up is, what he's actually said was, I've been tinkering with an idea. So obviously, Matt Bloody Corfin there is suggesting that they are both tinkers. Now, when you look at the pictures side by side, and I thoroughly recommend you look at them side by side, if you haven't, don't want to, you know, can't find the opportunity to scroll back through his tweets, can't find him on Twitter, obviously find myself at MalkyrieR, search Malkit Talks on Twitter, you should be able to find me. I will share the pictures as well. But there's a lot of a sort of similar look to them. They can pull off the same sort of, you know, intensity in their eyes, the gaze. You know, you could see them being somewhat related, or, you know, living in the same group of travelers type thing. So saying that, you know, tinkering with an idea, it's an interesting situation. And lots of people have said, yes, absolutely, let's go for it. That makes sense. You know, it's just something people seem to quite like. And I'm just having a look through. I'm not sure if anybody replied to it in terms of Dara McCormick. It does not look like Dara replied to that. So, I mean, perhaps he didn't see it. Who knows? But that got me thinking. There is a slightly similar look there. A good intensity match. And I am going to throw out my fun theory now, which hopefully doesn't upset too many people, but remember, it is just meant in a bit of light-hearted, you know, a little bit of fun. So I am suggesting that Dara McCormack and Azuka Hoyle are not tinkers. They're not gleemen, bards, any of these potential characters. I am suggesting that Azuka is Elaine Trakand. And that Daryl is either her half-brother Galad or Gawain, or they've merged those two characters together. Now, that's been heavily suggested that that should be done, that they merge Galad and Gawain. I'm terrible with those names. You hear them in your head, you're fine. But that they be merged together. Now, I think that's absolutely fine. You just need to tweak the later on storylines where Gawain becomes a warder for Egwene, and Galad obviously, you know, has a bit of a thing for Nynaeve for a moment, and then moves on to, who does he move on to? Brain's leaving me there, but obviously moves on to someone else, and becomes the Lord Captain Commander of the White Cloaks. So quite a disparaging path there for the two of them, that you'd need to figure out how you merge together, but still doable, I think. You could definitely eliminate the fussing of the younglings and, you know, becoming Egwene's warder when she's Amelin. You know, you could filter that out and not quite have that sort of situation going on. But if you did eliminate the two characters, you would end up not having the awesome fight between Matt when he's, you know, half-starved from being healed from the dagger, fighting two swordsmen and whooping asses in front of all of the water trainers. I mean, that's just an epic moment. I think everyone can agree how great that was. I don't care which is your favorite character. So, now, obviously, they cast brothers and sisters and siblings and, you know, aunts and uncles and things like that in various TV shows, and they don't always look like they're actually physically related, which is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. But these two share enough resemblance, I feel, you know, just in the way they can, you know, look at you. It's just a photo shoot, so who knows? It's, you know, you can tinker things with Photoshop, but, you know, they've got, like, nice tight curls going on, and just a good level of intensity. I think we could see a brother-sister combo going on here quite easily. And my God, what a shock. Now, the bigger shock, I know you hear it, and you've probably screamed at your phone, your laptop, whatever you might be listening to this on, and hopefully you are, you know, not screaming too loudly and scaring the neighbours, but I can hear you screaming already before I've even released this episode. What about Elaine's red hair? Well, I say two things to that. First off, this is not the books, okay? This is never going to be the books. Even Wraith himself has said that this is, you know, consider this another turning of the wheel, okay? Things are going to be changed, things are going to be cut, things are going to be added and tweaked. So be prepared to have things not happen, be changed. I mean, possibly your favorite side character disappear completely. I mean, stuff like this can happen and will happen. So you need to be a little bit flexible. Okay, and if anybody starts to go down the Caucasian line, please just don't listen to my podcast because I'm not listening to those stupid comments. Okay, if you're really interested in, oh, this person should be white, this person should be black, this person should be this, you know, you need to go watch The Dusty Wheel where Matt and Daniel Green did the casting controversy, I believe they call it, the episode of whether people should be Caucasian or black or anything of that nature. You know, multiracial society is, yeah, a standard thing. And, you know, if you don't like it, fuck off back under that rock you've not been to. And, you know, just keep that to yourself because that is mean. Rant over. So my second point, after I've said that things can be changed and tweaked, my second point is, have y'all not heard of hair dye? I mean, come on, you can change hair color. Makeup can be done with wonders, so, you know, someone needs to have a striking bold look or something, you know. Things can be done. Hell, you can wear wigs, you know. It, you know, actresses don't have to turn up, and actors don't have to turn up with the exact features that the person requires. You know, yes, okay, if you're casting a redhead person and the redhead person walks in and they nail the audition, great. But if a brunette or a blonde walks in and they nail the audition, who the hell cares? You know, like, it doesn't matter. And at the end of the day, okay, I always point people when they say they're not right for that part. I'm going to point you to a couple of examples. Now, first off, Hugh Jackman for the Wolverine. Okay, I'm doing a little bit of a side rant here. Do apologize. But Hugh Jackman is a Wolverine. Too small. Not this, not that. So many things said wrong about him. My God, I don't think anyone could have nailed Wolverine better ever. I mean, you can make the worst X-Men movie imaginable, put Hugh Jackman in, and I'll still go watch it because he is awesome as Wolverine. Okay, I know he's dead, but, you know, the character's dead. We can watch Logan, but, you know, whatever. Other points, Daniel Craig is James Bond. Now, whether you're a James Bond fan or not, and I'm not a hardcore James Bond fan, but I do enjoy the movies. I remember when they were filming it, and it's like, oh, doesn't like violence, doesn't believe in guns. Not saying I believe in guns, by the way, but you know what I'm saying here. You know, hates guns, hates violence. You know, his previous roles were too, like, stoic and things like that. And everyone's worried that he was going to be a crappy James Bond, okay? And then I went to see the first James Bond movie because I like the James Bond movie and I like they're remaking the first one, in essence, like Casino Royale. I'm like, let's go see this. I'm interested. The reviews are pretty decent. And he nails it. You know, he does a great James Bond. He's not trying to be suave. He's not trying to be like, oh, look at me. I'm, you know, bloody some, you know, I'm not Sean Connery, like, you know, sex appeal that's screaming through the roof. You know, he pulls off a very realistic, very gritty, very sort of down to earth, and I am bleeding and fucked up left, right and center, but I'm going to get the job done, James Bond. My final example of this, and I think the ultimate example for anybody, by the way, the other two are not in some sort of order, but this one is definitely the top, okay? Anyone who says, oh, that's not the right actor for the part, when they haven't seen them do anything, okay? I'm going to send you in the way of Heath Ledger and the Joker, okay? I think the entire world screamed that Heath Ledger should not be the Joker, that he could not do the part. Jack Nicholson was probably sitting there being like, what the hell have they done? They've ruined the new Batman movies by casting Mr. I ride a horse and a lance and, you know, I'm a knight in my heart as the Joker, a sadistic character. And Heath Ledger came on the screen and blew everybody away. He was absolutely incredible. He is my favorite character in the Batman movies. Any movie, any time, full stop. He nails that. He plays that part better than anyone has played any Batman part ever. Okay? And if you disagree with that, well, you're wrong. But just to say someone, oh, they don't have the right color hair, or, you know, they're not tall enough and they're not this. Like, let's see how they pull the part off first, because to me, that's more important. What they look like doesn't matter. I mean, who cares really then, day? But, yeah, said my rant was over and I kind of went on a bit more of a rant there. Do apologize. So, we've got Darren McCormack, who I think, I don't know, I'm just getting a bit of a vibe, bit more of a Gowan than a Galad. I'd like them to keep both boys at this point. I know they have down points. I know they have things where you're like, ugh, did you really do that? But I want to see the fight between them and Matt. And do you know what? I quite like, you know, Gawain's arc is a bit, you know, it gets a bit sort of like wibbly-wobbly. He sort of loses the way a fair bit, but that can be fixed in a TV show. And Gallad as a white cloak, I mean, that just really works. So, you know, I'm going to say they're both here, okay, for my version of the show. And I'm going to say that Daryl is playing Gawain and Azuka is playing Elaine. I just think she would be, you know, that would be a really, really cool situation. They've been throwing red herrings at us. They've cast one of the royal family months and months ago, and now they've thrown another one at us. And they've thrown in a little sneak of a side name of like, oh, look, we'll call her Dana. You'll think it's Dina. She's got musical background. She's got this. And it's like, actually, she walked in the audition and nailed the royal authority and a little bit of a spoiled madam type thing that she needed to get going. So that's those two. And then how does Steve come into this? Well, I always liked Steve. When I first saw him, my first thoughts were two characters. Now, I've already said Bale Doman. Really love Bale Doman. He's probably one of my favourite side characters out of all the main ones. He just sort of pops up at those best of moments. And I love the way he talks. You know, I be doing this, you know. It's like, what a fun way of talking. And it's a little pirate-ish, but he's not really pirate-ish. You know, there's no, like, peg leg or, you know, eye patch or, like, feathered hats or parrot or anything of that nonsense. But, yeah, I just enjoy him. I think he's very good. He gives a chance on the guys in the first, sort of first shit-hitting-the-fan type moment where they jump on the boat with Tom. And I just really enjoy that. And he just seems to pop up here and there. But I think he'd be good at that. You know, I think he's got the right sort of look for a Bale Doman character. You know, and Bale Doman isn't like, you know, an A-list character in the books. Phil Snowden's acting has never been like, you know, I'm the lead actor in a movie, a show, or whatever he may have been in. So in terms of his acting ability, kind of sits there right for him, I think. But the other option that I instantly thought of and fits in with this theory quite nicely is Gareth Brynn. Okay. Now, Gareth Brynn is not a, you know, whippersnapper of a young boy. He's been, you know, controlling Andor's armies for quite some time. I mean, he's been around, I can't even remember how old he is. But I think Phil Snowden has a good look for, you know, one of the great generals. You know, okay, Gareth Brynn's a bit more of a prominent part. But again, who knows? He may have walked in and just rocked the audition. You never know. But I think it'll be fun, like, oh, Steve. They don't have to always start with the same letter as the character they're being cast as, but, you know, start just dropping random little hints here and there, because we haven't had any of the royal family confirmed as cast, okay? We've got the Emmons Fielders, we've got the Grinwells, we've got White Cloaks. Love the White Cloak castings, by the way. They just look very, very cool. I think they're going to work against each other very well. And I did not recognize the guy from, is it Casualty or Hobie City? One of the medical shows here in the UK. I didn't recognize that at first, but I was like, I recognize him for some reason. And of course, he was in Love, Actually, where he played a very funny side part to Colin Frizzle. So, yeah, I do little tangents. I do apologize. Hopefully, if I ever have a guest on, which I'm currently working on, I don't get a bit too tangenty, or perhaps I should write more detailed scripts and stick to them. But who knows? We're having some fun. I hope. I am, anyway. So, yeah, I just think Phil Snowden, he's got a good look for Gareth Brynn. And, you know, he's got to me, there's a sense of authority in that look. And I think it would just be such a sort of a out of nowhere moment. I don't see anyone else considering this. I put on the response to Matt Corfin's post, I said, oh, wouldn't it be amazing? Can you imagine if they were throwing red herrings, and this was Elaine and Gallad is what I wrote. But now looking at it a bit more, I think Gawain might work slightly better, but either one is good. You know, the instant response was, so Tarangil is his dark-skinned half-brother Moraine? And I'm like, well, you know, who knows? It's fun to speculate, I replied. But that raised a big question. And so I started looking at descriptions, and I thought, you know, let's see if there's any indicators of this. So now, obviously, we know Elaine, red hair. A lot of people are going to be upset about that. But it can always be dyed. You can put on a wig. You know, there's nothing stopping you doing those things with hair. I mean, actresses have shaved their head before. If you've ever seen Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, not Gamora, why am I saying Gamora? Yeah, the other sister, whose name eludes me right now, you know, she shaved her head for that part. My God, and she had wonderful hair, glorious hair. I'm a sucker for a redhead, sorry, can't help it. But the rest of the description of Lane, aside from red hair, does not mention any, you know, not a huge amount of physical aspects. And there is no description of skin colour. Okay? So, okay, fine, that's one character. Let's follow it on. Galad, dark hair, dark eyes. That's pretty much it for his description. Okay? Obviously, slightly other physical attributes, like, you know, he's yay tall and yay old or sort of thing like that. But in terms of, like, eye colour, hair colour, or skin colour, all that's mentioned, dark hair, dark eyes. That's it. Gawain, red hair. Okay? Fine. Blue eyes. Okay? And if we look at the picture of Daryl, okay, he does seem to have slightly lighter eyes, so that's why I went with Gawain over Galad. But again, no talk about skin colour or anything like that. Okay, let's go Gareth Bryn. Let's carry on going through the main characters. Okay, black hair streaked with grey. Okay, very easily done for Steve. No issues there. Okay, dark eyes. Well, if he doesn't have dark eyes, not in the other world. I don't have a picture of Steve to hand, but, you know, again, no other real description. You know, he's a very sturdy man and, you know, solid as a rock type character. And that's about it. Okay, let's carry on with the royal family, though. So Tarangil, can't remember. Basically, no descriptions whatsoever, okay? None, all right? So, whatever. We can just be like, we'll throw whoever we want. If he appears in the show, we can cast pretty much anybody we want. Who gives a monkeys? As long as his mother and father aren't, you know, say, Caucasian, and then he's a black guy, because that doesn't make sense, obviously. But, you know, we're not going to have his parents in either, because we might not even have him. I mean, I don't think I remember reading specifically a scene with him in the books he's mentioned, but that's it. Tigraine, okay? Now that's Rand's mother and Galad's mother, okay? Golden hair, okay? Her mother, no description. Again, you see we're getting even less and less as we get slightly further out from the characters. And skin colour, not mentioned, okay? So, again, multiracial society. It's been established by all these shows, and no descriptions going on, okay? Half-brother to Moraine, well, you know, that's half-brother, you know, so you don't necessarily have to look exactly the same, okay? I've got half-brothers, I've got a half-sister, we don't look very much alike, to be honest, you know, like, that's it, I've got, you can see us stood together, but separately you wouldn't think we're brothers and sisters and stuff like that. So, and Morgaze, let's have a quick trip over to there. You think about the kids. What description's there? Red curls, lovely. Blue eyes, fine. No skin colour, okay? So there's no reason here I'm seeing that we can't have, you know, people that aren't Caucasian playing these parts. So I think the opportunity is there. I think this is a lot of fun. Think about how much people are going to be like, oh my God, he was tweeting about Tinkers and she's got a musical background and you've made them the royal family. Brilliant. Okay, now I'm going to dive into a little bit, a side bit here, because I don't know why I'd never picked up until I got that reply to my tweet that Tarangil was Moraine's half-brother. Now, I didn't look into which detail they actually, sort of which parent they share, whether it be the mother or the father. But I was like, oh, wow, that's really interesting. I was like, wait, that means that she's partially related to Rand in a way. But, you know, if she's the half-brother of Tarangil, then that would make her Galad's, Gawain's, and Elaine's aunt, because he is father to them all, and that's his half-sister. So, yeah, very interesting connection there. And then if you think about it, Galad is half-brothers with Rand. So although Moraine's connection to Galad is through Galad's father, and Galad's connection to Rand is through his mother, you know, if they all lived nearby, you'd be like, well, you know, you're basically, you know, basically related by law. I mean, what does that make you, like, you know, a half auntie by law? I don't know the technical definitions. Oh my God, could we even try and do it in IEL? Wow, that would be interesting. But yeah, fun little, like, little connections that I just never made there. But that is kind of the crux of my theory here. So that Darren McCormack is, I'm going for Gawain. Okay, Gawain, yeah, not Galad, Gawain. that Zuka is Lane and that Phil Snowden is playing Gareth Brin. I think just dropping them ever so slowly in, because if you think about the official announcements, we had Daryl put out last year. We've had Dana mentioned this year. Steve is an unofficial casting as of this point, so it's not been fully mentioned by Wheel of Time on Prime itself. It's just been other people that have linked this, but they've just been dropping them in ever so slowly, one here, one there, and I just think it will work really, really well. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm going on this. I would love to hear your thoughts, whether you are outraged, whether you think I'm onto something, whether you think I'm a bit of a crackpot and you'd be like, well, it's fun to entertain, but I don't think they'd actually do it. I just think it would be brilliant. Great little bit of like, here we are, we've given you the Royal Family, we've hidden them in plain sight. Because they're giving us characters, they're giving us White Cloaks, they're giving us Grinwells, for Christ's sake. You know, and then they see people that have been cast, you know, in some cases for months. I mean, obviously they were all cast a fair while away, but announced months ago. Dara was announced such a long time ago compared to some of the more recent ones. Obviously Dana, however you want to pronounce that, she's new. Steve, not confirmed yet, but Redanian seem to be, you know, getting it pretty right most of the time. And that, who says the code names have to match? Just because Perrin's code name matched, you know, like it was a P for a P, then Max was M for an M, right? You know, just because it did that does not mean we have to keep doing that now. Side note on Dana, by the way, I do like the idea that perhaps she is a female White Cloak. I just remembered that one popped into my head there, that she was the gender-swapped version into Dane Borhold. I was like, that's quite entertaining. I quite like the idea of that, because I'd make the joke on the Dusty Wheel that Steve was a gender-swapped Forsaken, and Matt Hatch was not impressed that I picked that he was Celine. But, you know, that was mostly just to wind Matt up, because that's a bit of fun sometimes. So, but yeah, this is something I think could be really, the outrage it could cause, but just to have thrown these red herrings at us and been like, oh, by the way, you've had your Royal Family for months, we just didn't tell you. Although we showed you who they were. It would just be brilliant. And my final point to remember is Brandon Sanderson has looked over the scripts of various episodes. On the whole, very impressed, which is always a good sign. I don't think Rafe's going to do a bad job. I think this is going to be a great, great show. I've been telling people for about 4 or 5 years that when What shows up, people are going to be like, what the hell was God? You know, Game of Thrones is just going to be blown out of the water. It's going to look like child's play. So, and I'm still confident that that's going to be the case. And we were here first. But we were welcoming everyone new anyway, as we always do. But there was something where Brandon said, I'm not sure about that. I really don't like that. And Wraith was kind of like, well, we're doing it. Probably not in a dickish way. He was probably very polite. This is the man who finished the series and is a wildly successful author in his own right before Lord of the Rings. Why was I doing that? I'm reading Lord of the Rings currently for an appearance on another podcast that I'm hoping to do fairly soon. Just a little teaser for that. I won't give you any details until that actually happens. So he's a very successful author in his own right, long before he did Wheel of Time. I say long in, you know, these days terms, because, you know, a day is a fair while these days, it seems. Especially if you're in quarantine, a day seems like forever. But there was something he was upset with, and Rafe said, we're going to stick with this. This is another turning of the wheel. And, you know, there is every opportunity, every possibility that it was casting for the royal family. It could be combining characters of the royal family, or just combining characters in general type of thing. But it could be a case of, like, you know, this is, you know, you're maybe they're not going to put Elaine with red hair. Maybe they're getting rid of the red hair. Maybe they're like, what do we keep from Elaine? Do we keep the bathwater? Do we keep the red hair? Let's keep the bathwater and skip the red hair, you know. Who knows? But there was something that Brandon was not keen on, and that Rafe was keeping anyway. And this could certainly be it. I mean, I did joke that gender swapping Steve to Celine was the thing that Brandon was upset with, but I don't think that's the case. I don't think Brandon was upset about, you know, if this is the case, that it would be about the castings particularly. It would be something poignant for the characters. So, for example, the red hair. And I think, if I was being honest and slightly out of wild theory moment, that if she didn't have the golden red hair, and then you probably wouldn't give it to Magaze or anybody else either, that it would cause a fair bit of outrage, and I think it would upset a lot of people, and maybe get a bit of backlash. I mean, I'm potentially going to get backlash if anybody actually listens to this podcast and says, Rob, what the hell are you doing and saying? Because you are mad. But, I mean, that's the point of the podcast. So, yeah, you know, if you're listening, you have to deal with that. It's not like I've hidden the fact that I'm doing wild theories. Although I have to say my first theory was kind of lame compared, not lame, but very tame is the better word for it. Like, it wasn't as controversial as this. And most of my theories probably won't be very controversial. They'll be more sort of like weird and wacky. But, you know, this, it could cause a lot of backlash. And it could upset a lot of the fandom. But I stick with my point of, it's all about how the character is brought off the page. Okay? Because it's not, they're called actors and actresses for a reason. I say actors in the generic term of, like, people who act. I don't assign actor to males and actresses to females. Like, if you're an actor, you're a person who acts. So, you know, actors, they train. All right, sometimes they have a natural talent for it, but they train, even then, they train rigorously to be able to portray other people, to portray the scripts, the information they're giving, to create characters, okay? So at the end of the day, if you watch Azuka play Elaine, let's say I nail it, and she is that, okay? And she absolutely nails the epitome of Elaine from the books, and 99% of the world, because let's face it, not everybody loves, you know, no one is absolutely 100% happy with every character or idea. I mean, I guarantee you there's someone out there who thinks that Heath Ledger was a shit Joker. You know, you can't please 100% of people. But if she absolutely nails the character, gets it off the page, lives and breathes it, at the end of it, no one's going to give a monkey's about the colour of her hair. Because at the end of the day, it's hair colour. Hair colour does not define her character. Hair colour does not define what she does, where she goes, you know. I mean, yes, okay, they hide her hair colour for a little bit. But not the end of the world, you know. A physical description is just that, a physical description. If it's like short, curly, black hair, all right, fine. They use a different herb to dye it a different colour. Maybe then they bring in the red curls, you know, like, it doesn't have to be. It's a hair colour, you know? All I care about is her acting ability. Can she act? Can she make Elaine ring off the page? Great, that's fine. That's all we really need, you know? Like, I went to see the Harry Potter play, and in it, Hermione is played by a black woman. And I'm like, she acted like Hermione. I couldn't give a monkey's that she was black. I couldn't care less. By the way, you know, I keep saying I couldn't give a monkey's. That's a very, I'm from Essex in the UK, and not giving a monkey's about something is a nice, simple, polite way of saying I don't give a shit. So if you hear me say I don't give a monkey's, why is he keep talking about monkeys? Yeah, it's just where I'm from. I have a weird accent. I've lived in a few different places in the world, including New Zealand. I have friends from various locations in the world, so they influence my accent. But occasionally, I do have some very homebred sayings that I pull out, and sometimes I make some up. So yeah, side note there, that's why I keep doing that. But no one cared that, you know, she wasn't white. No one cared about that at all at the show. She nailed her mind. She was Hermione on that stage. You could tell. I mean, you wouldn't even have had, you could have just read the books with no description of her character in terms of physical appearance, and then seen her perform and been like, yeah, that's Hermione. So it doesn't matter at the end of the day. Physical appearance, hair colour, eye colour, does not really matter at the end of the day, as long as they can pull that performance onto the screen. And do you know what? I feel like the amount of money being spent on the show, the amount of care being given to it, I mean, they're already spending pretty much what Game of Thrones spent at the end, you know, and they're spending that in the first season. And even if they do two books a season, that's still seven seasons. Okay. And I don't think they're going to be able to pull two books a season, at least not at the beginning. Maybe a little later on. I can hear you screaming out, please, please merge the slog into one book. I'll do an episode on slog at some point, because I don't think it's a slog. That's just my opinion. It's all about how you view it. But yeah, that's my fun theory for today. From what I've done on my searching, I cannot find anybody else talking about this. I feel like most people, the vast majority of people, are not considering this. So either I'm a weirdo out here all by myself on my own, or I'm a genius who's just seen what no one else has seen, thanks to a little prompting from one of the other Twitter users who hadn't seen it either, was just prompting that they might be joint tinkers. And, you know, perhaps I'm way ahead of the curve. Perhaps I'm so far behind the curve because I'm having fun entertaining wild theories that, you know, everyone else is going to be like, aha, I was right. She's a tinker, or she's, you know, Dina, or, you know, she's Min, or whatever. But I don't mind. It's fun. I like, you know, making these wild guesses because it's entertaining and it's fun. And that is the purpose of the channel. I didn't want to do rereads. I didn't want to do, you know, specific theories. I mean, I know the title's called Malkier Talks, and I thought, could I talk about Malkier? I'm like, I love Malkier. I love the idea. I love Lan. But it's not what I'm passionate about when I've joined this fandom for the Wheel of Time. You know, I've enjoyed talking about the wacky ideas, sharing the crazy stories. You know, Loony Theories is probably one of my favorite episodes of the Dusty Wheel. So I was like, that seems very, very sensible to do. But that's it. I'm going to bring it to a close today. I hope you've enjoyed listening to me. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please give me feedback. Suggest theories I could look into. Upcoming ideas. I've got a few of things I could do. This is meant to be a slightly lighthearted one. Occasionally they will be non-book related. They might be specifically show related. I mean, when the show comes out, I could have theories on where I think the show is going with certain aspects, especially by the time we get into later seasons, because then the storylines will start to diverge slightly from the books, and that gap will just get wider as time goes on. But for now, they will be predominantly about the books, occasionally about casting, fun things like that. I have some exciting news, little tidbits I can share. So I am in the process of currently booking my first guests, or guests, should I say, actually. I have been coordinating with another podcast in the fandom, and we are going to hopefully arrange an episode where they come on and discuss a theory or two. And likewise, I'm going to pop over to their show. They are not currently doing Wheel of Time, but a little bit of something else. And they've been looking for other podcasters to help. So as soon as that is confirmed and sorted, I will give you all the details. And I've also, I've brought another one into the fold. Well, hopefully. So a gentleman I work with has been listening to me talk about my YouTube channel, my Twitter accounts, my daily dad jokes, which I have not put out yet today, so I must do that. But TAM jokes, as I like to call them, and listen to me talk about this podcast that I've started. And I asked him, literally 3 days ago, I said, do you enjoy fantasy reading? Do you like to read? So he said, yeah. Do you read fantasy books? Yeah. I said, well, you've not read Wheel of Time, have you? I know that because we've discussed things and you've gone, oh, I don't know. So perhaps I could talk you into giving it a try. He said, yeah, okay, cool. So I've gone. Bad, very sad announcement now. I actually don't really have many of my physical books left after moving so many times over the years. They were very, very well used. So I will be purchasing all the books again. I have them in ebook. I have them as Audible. But I want the physical copies again. So I will be sorting that out. But I said to him, I'll get the first book, The Eye of the World, and I'll give it to you. And perhaps you could read through it. And then maybe two or three times throughout the book, you could come and join me on the podcast and we could discuss your theories about what might be happening, where things might be going based on what you've read so far. And obviously just a little bit of discussion of just what you think in general of things, of the characters, of the places, of the world that's been created, what it reminds you of, because obviously we all know the first book is reasonably influenced by Lord of the Rings. So I'm hoping to get that going. That won't be very quick. It all depends on his reading speed, but as soon as that's possible, I will announce that coming in, and that will be one of my few spoiler-free episodes. So that is all from me today, as I've said before. Please hop over to the subscribe button for the podcast. If you're a fan of cooking, I do a Wheel of Time cooking show. It's on a hiatus for the moment. I've just gone back to work and that's been a little crazy, and the projects I was about to do are a little heavy. I'm going to wait probably a little while longer before I attempt my next cooking project, but I do Wheel of Time food on there with occasional fun things like unboxing videos, if I get Wheel of Time swag, or just my fun thoughts on things, but that's more what this podcast is for. If you enjoy dad jokes of any kind, I do daily dad jokes based on the Wheel of Time that I call Tam Jokes. They are released on my Twitter, which is @MalkyrieR, or you can search for Malkyr Talks. That is my name, but my handle is @MalkyrieR. And that's also on Twitter. That's also on Instagram. And just search Malkyr Talks. You'll find me on there. If you have feedback, please feel free to give me feedback. You can tweet it to me. You can email it to me, malkyrtalks@gmail.com, all one word, no underscores or anything like that. I would love to hear from you. Please share this around. And also, please, if you have any theories you'd love me to dive into and have a stab at, please send me those suggestions and I will look into them and expand on them as best I can. Obviously, if you send me a full detailed, this is what I think it is, 10-page document, I don't need to do any digging in unless I really disagree with a point. And if you just send me a single sentence, that might require a little more informational digging. But I'm open to all ideas. This is a very free-form format. I'd love to get a co-host eventually and bring in people for various things. I am in discussions with a few people to get guests, which I think would be great. Who knows, maybe I can even get Matt Hatch and Sarah Nakamura to come in. They love doing the Looney Theories. So perhaps I could get them to come in and we could discuss a Looney Theory or two in detail. I know Matt enjoys being a guest. There's no pressure with hosting. But yeah, that's all from me today. I hope you are staying safe wherever you are, enjoying the weather. If it is nice, it is raining for me here, sadly, so I'm just going to continue enjoying my cup of tea and relax on my day off. But yeah, wherever you are, whatever you're up to, I hope you are staying safe, enjoying your time, and I wish you much joy in the future. May you always find water and shade.